you need to be able to prepare the general journal and general ledger for an issue of ordinary shares, a bonus share issue, interim and final dividends, recommended, declared or paid, and share issue costs. When a company issues shares to the public and the shareholders or prospective shareholders pay in full, these need to be accounted accordingly. So after the prospectus is issued, an investor can decide to nominate the number of shares they would like to buy. As investors send in their application money, the company places that money into an application account. That account is a liability because technically at this stage the company has not allotted the shares. On allotment day, these funds are transferred into the company's cash at bank account and the shares are allotted into the corresponding account is share capital. If the share issue is oversubscribed, so that means there are not enough shares available for the amount of investors that have applied, then that money is returned to any unsuccessful investor. Part of that process may incur other expenses, so there might be some preliminary expenses that the business will need to account for, which could be costs that relate to how the company is set up, so the fees to ASIC, any printing of the prospectus, any legal constitution fees, and any other expenses to do with the commencement of the company. These are purely expenses and are therefore included in the income statement. The other expenses are share issue costs, and these are directly issued with this. These are directly connected with the issuance of the shares. So it could be stamp duties, taxes, any advisory fees that have been asked for, any underwriting costs or brokerage fees. So those share issue costs are included as a deduction from equity and hence are deducted from the share capital account.